Disco Keys, the only presenter who brings music, Fishburne Park and Robert's recommendation to Southside Broadcasting every fortnight.
You're listening to There You Go with Jericho Keys on Southside Broadcasting.
What a way to start the show, Born Slippy, Underworld. Afternoon, you listen to TYG on Southside Broadcasting with your favourite codhead, me, Jericho Keys, and I'm ecstatic over the moon and overjoyed to say I'm joined by that little laughter. Hello, Robert Nichols.
Hiya.
Where have you been? We sent a search party out. Where have you been?
Hong Kong. Is that okay?
Well, I did say you were Jackie Chan's stunt double, so...
Right.
That explains a lot. What have you been doing in Hong Kong?
How extensive was your search party? That's what I know. What I've been doing, I've been having a holiday. The season finished, didn't it? Middlesbrough didn't get to the playoffs, so I just ran away.
This is not a Fly Me to the Moon podcast.
We're no, flew to Hong Kong.
You had a great time.
It was all right.
Yeah. Going back again?
Sorry?
Back again?
I'm going back again.
Will you go back there again?
Well, yeah, but not now. You're not trying to send me back again, are you?
No, we need you. We need you today. Coming up, we've got Teesside singer-songwriter Rick Dobbin, or he's better known as Dressed Like Wolves, with Robert's recommendations. Is it a good one this week?
Oh, yes.
Always. My song of the week, an album review, Fishburne Park news, where we'll get to hear who came out on top at the season's award ceremony, and a random song from the album Bible. Here's my highlight to the Jubilee, is Madness, Our House.
That was where we used to sing.
Great feeling seeing Suggsy belting out classics on top of the Palace, wouldn't you agree, Robert?
Yes, indeed. I didn't see it, I'm afraid.
Oh, you missed out.
My mum told me it was really good.
And your mum would be right.
Would she?
The end of Our House, they sang One's House in there.
Ah, One's House, how clever.
For the Queenie.
They are good. Still good.
They are indeed. Now, we're going to be joined by Dressed Like Wolves, a recording project of Teesside-based singer-songwriter Rob Dobbin. Rick Dobbin, shall I say. All released two EPs, I Could Walk on Water, But I'd Rather Part the Sea, and Sometimes You've Got to Stop Caving and Melt, which has received high acclaim from BBC Tees and other radio stations like us at Southside. Last year, they were also featured on online showcase Balcony TV, described as wunderbar lo-fi pop songs, with songs about daydreams and religious menace. Here is Dressed Like Wolves with Cancel the Sky.
Cancel the sky and scratch out the earth, and I will find you, and I will find you on another world. And I really do believe that if the power powers that be try to take all you were from me. That we were turning the birds and fly right into the sky. Supposed to be, no God could ever see what you mean to me. No angel could be, no, not here. Amongst the cracks in the pavement, amongst the trees, amongst the butterflies trying to get to me, amongst the ghosts inside my head of which I see, amongst the ghosts inside my head of which I see.
Rick, a.k.a. Dress Like Wolves, good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, just waiting for the England match.
Well, you've got this to look forward to firstly, because this might be the highlight after tonight. You never know.
I think it is, yeah. Definitely.
I'm pleased to say I'm joined in the studio by a little man who knows a lot about football and a lot about music. It's Robert Nichols.
Are you wearing a hat at the moment?
No, not right now. It's next to me, though.
Oh, it's so always next to you, isn't it?
Yeah, just in case there's an emergency of some sort.
Yes, you can never tell.
From your email last night, you said you've been busy working on new material. Have you penned an England track yet?
Oh, I'm just working on it, yeah. A bit late, though, I think, because we might get hammered tonight, you know.
Bit of faith goes a long way.
No market for then.
We've just heard your song Cancel the Sky. What would you say inspires your music?
Well, all that stuff, it was like... It's like, do you know, like, picture books, like kids' picture books and stuff like that, and, yeah, things like that, really. I just sort of, and, like, fear and picture books and religion, I guess, yeah. It all interests me, like, and I just meld it all together, really.
Yeah, cool. Have you got any exciting projects or performances coming up?
Well, I'm recording for, like, an album at the minute. We're just finishing it off in the Westgarth Social Club, like, upstairs.
Mm.
Just getting all the loud bits done, so that my neighbours don't, like, kick off. And we're just doing that, and then I've got a few gigs coming up. I've got one in with Barry Hyde, you know, from the Future Heads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's in Saltburn in July.
So it's July the 6th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
That'd be a brilliant gig.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I like the quiet please policy, so people shut up while I'm playing that.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer playing live or do you prefer recording?
I prefer recording, really, because I'm not, like, I get nervous that easy when it comes to, like, playing live. I'm out of my comfort zone, really. Like, I like doing it a bit, but I'm more happy afterwards when I'm done.
It doesn't come across. I remember seeing your gig at... in the green room, not long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And you came across really well. It was really, really good set. There was the three of you then. Is that still the same now?
Yeah, it is. They won't be for the Saltburn gig, because my one, Matt, he's off to America.
Is he?
Yeah. Globetrotter. He's off to, you know, dig for gold.
Really?
The boat, yeah. Yeah, so he's a whipper. The still three of us, yeah. I just sort of counteract the my nerves and stuff by talking a lot, I guess.
And you and Matt, just for the listeners, you and Matt sort of switch between the instruments, don't you, really?
Yeah, they Dan and Matt are all over the place. I mean, they're like musical chairs, really, for them two. They're definitely, like, the ones who switch the most. I just sit down, I'm lazy.
With your hat on?
Yeah, with my hat on.
Is that how do the songs get crafted? Do you write them and then take them to the others and say, this is what you're doing, or do everyone have their own input?
Yeah, the first bit, really, it's more like, I'd write a song and then I'd take it to Matt and Dan, and if need be, if it needs more parts and stuff, and then I'll just say, you put some guitar on this, or we'll, yeah, and just sort of go from there, really. We don't really practice for gigs and stuff, we just sort of play, and we sort of got our set together just by playing gigs and, you know, We're a bit like, you know, Paolo Wanchope.
Yeah.
We're a bit in this, like, depending really. We've had some good gigs and we've had some proper stinkers as well, like. So, that's how I always compare it to, really, yeah. We don't really have a practice, and if we do, it's like a 5-minute mess about, because we don't have all the gear when we practice. So, yeah, but it's mostly just me. I write the songs and that, and I take it to them, and then I just go, oh, we just want to do some over this, and then we get together and we record. We can, and I'll work it out somehow for the set. Normally, just whack a bit of cord organ over the top of some of this.
Yeah, we'll have to get Paolo Wanchope informed and getting to sing over one at songs. I think
that's in the work. Actually, one of my future projects. That.
So, what's it going to be like actually recording it in a social? You know, recording your CD in there,
yeah,
rather than the studio.
Yeah. Well, we've never recorded in the studio. We just recorded in the house.
So, do you do it like as a live thing?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, we recorded a lot of it in my house.
Yeah.
And then we mainly doing, like, the louder guitar, like the electric guitar and drums and stuff in there. So we just recorded live, yeah. Like, one song in particular, we just do the instrumental bits live and then whack the vocal on afterwards and stuff. But, yeah, they're the ones who actually know what they're doing, like, with instruments. I'm pretty naff, like, that. I can play a bit of piano and a bit of guitar and that, but they're the ones who know, like, how to actually play things. I just sort of bought me a guitar. So, yeah.
You have the tunes in your head and you put them out there.
Yeah, I just usually play them on my guitar, and then if I can be bothered, I'll whack a bit of keyboard or something on, but then I just take it to them and then let them come up with a little nice little guitar bit or something like that, really.
Yeah.
I think Cancel the Sky was very unique sounding, wouldn't you say, Robert? And
yeah.
What do you think makes Dressed Like Wolves, a.k.a. Paolo Wanchope's Love Child, different to the rest of Two Side Bands?
I think, for me, watching you, you can see it's very spontaneous, and it comes across that way. You've got some, at the core of it, there's some really good songs, and you're putting very much yourself into it. I really like it, because it is very different.
Yeah, it's fun to do. Like, we don't take it massively seriously or anything. Like, Dan and Matt are just, like, they're my mates, and we just sort of, like, you know, I like to get my mates involved with stuff, so Matt just sort of started recording me and stuff like that, and then I had a gig or something too, and then he played them with me, and then we met Dan sort of thing, and he just joined up, and we just sort of took it from there, really. There was never any sort of call for a band or anything like that. It just happened, and then, obviously, with them being my mates and stuff, and we get along and have a laugh. Like, we spent most of the time recording the other day. We taped up a balloon and spent most of the time kicking that about the top of the social club. It was like a weird grape or something, like a giant grape. That's what it seemed like. Anyway, wasn't happy though. He was shouting at us.
What do you like to do when you're not making music apart from kicking balloons about?
When I'm not kicking balloons about, not much else. I play a five-a-side and stuff like that, and yeah.
Watch England beat France.
Watch England win, yeah. I'm a Borough fan and that, so I like my football a lot and stuff like that. Yeah.
You're a Borough fan and you like football. That doesn't go together well.
Yes,
does it?
It does. It does, Jericho.
This is a whole different show.
Loyal lad, me. I'm loyal.
Good. Good.
How can people keep up to date with all your going-ons?
Just Google Dressed Like Wolves and you'll get, like, Bandcamp or the Facebook up. Yeah, on Facebook. And I don't actually have Facebook myself, so I don't really get it. I don't understand what the crack is, but there's a page on there that, gets updated and that, so it's all good.
You don't need the friends at social networking because you're playing with your friends and
having a good time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can just give him a bell.
Yeah.
It's all right. I don't need to update him on anything.
No.
Same enough.
Yeah. Rick, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to the England tune.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll be out.
Thank Highly you. Anticipated. It'll beat Fat Les and Vindaloo.
Yeah, this afternoon. Yeah.
Oh, high up there.
Thank you, Bill. Would you like to introduce the next song, please?
Yeah, all right, no bother. This one's called, it's off the second album. It's called All Colours Answering Machines.
Woke up with a colour from my cheeks lying next to me, wondering why I'm not around no more. looking for a more vibrant place to live than me. Hung out with the clothes to dry and feeling the air lose its warmth. Put out on a pedestal and told to do these things I said I won't. All colors, answering machines, colliding in my heart. The stairwell where the static sings is the only place we are. Vibrant place to live than me. Hung out with the clothes to dry and feeling the air lose its warmth. Put out on a pedestal and told to do these things I said I won't. All colors, answering machines, colliding in my heart. Stairwell where the static sings is the only place we are. It's the only place.